Vibhishan was completely Sattvic, Ravan completely Rajasic, and Kumbhakarna completely Tamasic. Same family, three brothers, and conflict with the other, no other effect. And see where the two gunas. So, though Ravan has Vedas and other things, so little Sattvic also. But Kumbhakarna was completely Tamasic. So,
true, but you know the point is that there are major differences between individuals. Why is it so is on a different plane. There are many factors as to why in the same family five children show different qualities, even though they may have the same environment. So mere environment is not an answer to the full question. My present question was only limited to environment. And I would say that if you can create a better environment, then among all the five children, they will derive better benefits than if you create a Rajasic atmosphere or Tamasic atmosphere. Why, in spite of the same good environment, people become still quite different from each other, and they show marked differences and radical differences, you have to go into deeper psychology.
Maybe it was samskara.
Pardon?
Maybe samskara is not.
Yes, quite true. There are deeper reasons. There are deeper reasons.
That's what I was
feeling. Quite true. Also says, I give birth to such individuals in Shriman home. In the homes of...
Quite true. That is because the atmosphere will be much better.
So that means it's not in our hands. Lord Krishna said, I give birth to individuals in cultured homes. So where is it in our hands? Once a person is born in wrong home, where such things do happen, tamasic things do happen, where is the control of individuals? Lord Krishna says,
Shri Krishna says, I give a birth in a good house because he's made an effort. Swalpam matram prayatnam. He says that because an individual has done an effort and then fallen, therefore he says, I give him a birth in a good place. So, it is he who is the cause actually. Sri Krishna himself is induced to give a good birth. Why? Because he has made a good effort.
In the previous birth.
In the previous birth.
So what we are talking about is improvement in the present.
Therefore, the consequence is that if you do good thing now, you will get better results afterwards. Therefore, the consequence is you continue to do good things every time. This is the ultimate consequence. At every time you continue to do good things, and then the good consequences can be expected. Whether now or later on, but this is the key. Go on doing the right thing. Therefore, my general proposition is that for children's education, you provide conditions in which children are in the center, first of all. What I call sovereignty of the child. Today in a family, child is not the sovereign. The sovereign is the father and mother, and guests and other interests which are constantly inflicting upon the family. But if you say that, well, as a parent, your first duty is to be a teacher of the parent, of the child. This hardly our parents accept. They say that we send the children to school. Teachers are doing that work. We can give them food, clothing, shelter and entertainment. What more do we need to do? But that is wrong. Basically, the parent is the first teacher and the last teacher, and a constant teacher. Other teachers are only your helpers. But responsibility of training the child should squarely be on the parents. We have to create a new society today because of this reason. In the whole world today, it is now said that we should create a learning society. The present society is condemned as something which has created so much of violence and wars. So education is at the highest level have come to the conclusion that if you want a better society, you should create a learning society. And what is a learning society? Learning society is one in which education is conceived as a lifelong educational process, starting from childhood or even before birth, prenatal education, right up to the end. Secondly, every activity of life should be regarded as an educational activity. And thirdly, everybody should regard himself to be a teacher and a pupil. Everybody. This is the concept of the learning society. So, it is said that if you want to eliminate wars from the society, do wars engulf the whole 20th century? If there are two important events of the whole 20th century, it is two world wars that took place in the last century. And therefore, humanity has now come to the conclusion that in future we should eliminate war. And when best men, minds were brought together and asked, how shall we build defenses of peace in the minds of men? The answer was, create a learning society. This is the diagnosis of the doctors. That there is no alternative. The parents today feel that they cannot be a part of learning society, they are out of date. They have to realize that their basic function is to look after the children. Their basic function is to be the teachers of the children. And to be able to become good teachers, you have to be good pupils yourselves. Unless you become a good pupil, you cannot be a good teacher. So the conclusion is, everybody should find more and more stages where state of equilibrium is increased. It is in the state of learning and teaching that the state of equilibrium becomes predominant. That is sattva. In other words, the modern times now impose upon us the necessity of increasing sattva, which is a helpful thing. In the process of yoga, the more you can develop the state of equilibrium, the more you are able to deal with the manas, ahamkara, and the more you are able to come out of the hooking which has taken place of your soul with the lower nature, upper prakriti. Is that all right for you? You asked me the question.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Very well.